Now let's practice mercy, freedom, and gratitude reflection. This practice helps you bring hurt, anger, bitterness, mercy, boundaries, and freedom before God. Step 1. Name the wound honestly. Ask, what happened and how did it affect me? Do not exaggerate. Do not minimize. Tell the truth before God. Step 2. Name the anger or grief. Forgiveness does not require pretending you are not hurt. You may feel anger, sadness, betrayal, confusion, fear, or disappointment. Bring those emotions into prayer. Step 3. Remember mercy received. Ask, where has God shown mercy to me? This does not excuse what someone else did. It simply reminds your soul that you live by grace. Step 4. Release vengeance to God. You may pray, Lord, judgment belongs to you. I release my demand to personally repay evil for evil. This may need to be prayed many times. Step 5. Discern wisdom and boundaries. Ask, what does love require now? Is reconciliation safe? Does trust need time? Do I need counsel? Do I need protection? Do I need to make amends for my own part? Step 6. Take one faithful step toward freedom. That step may be prayer, confession, counseling, setting a boundary, writing a letter you do not send, asking for help, reporting harm, or choosing not to rehearse resentment today. Colossians 3:13 says, "Bear with each other and forgive each other if any man has a complaint against any. Even as Christ forgave you, so you also do." The Bible calls us to forgiveness, and Ministry Sciences observes that naming pain, receiving support, and practicing release can help people move from being ruled by the wound toward freedom. What helps? Practice truthful forgiveness. What harms? Rushing reconciliation before wisdom has done its work. Forgiveness is not pretending. Forgiveness is placing the wound before God, receiving mercy, releasing vengeance, and walking in truth. One prayer, one boundary, one release, one faithful step toward freedom.